stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, as RJ has wrapped up the open road segment, as he mentioned, Mary and I are about to bring you the latest destination spotlight. America's seventh state, known as the Old Line State, or Little America, gets our focus today. And we're sponsored by Colette.
America's turning 250, everyone, so let's go. Whether your interests include main streets, monuments, music cities, or mountains, America's not something just to remember. It is something to go out and experience.
That could not be any more true, Mary, for sure. So, you know, our friends at Colette, well, they've been guiding travelers across America for over a century now. They know what they're doing, and they offer tours and varieties to suit every type of traveler. Go celebrate the landscapes, the locals, and the legends that make our nation great, and travel unforgettable. You can visit gocolette.com/United States for more information and show specials, or just find a link at rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
All right, back to the show hotline, and down to Maryland we go. Joining us to discuss more is their Secretary of Commerce, Harry Coker Jr.
Well, the Secretary of Commerce will certainly know his state. Secretary Coker, thanks for being part of America's number one travel radio show. How are you today?
I'm well, and I am delighted to join you all today because we have a lot of great things to talk about with the great state of Maryland. So thank you for the opportunity.
Well, thank you for joining us and giving us some of your time. So, you know, Mary and I were raised here in the New York City area. We were married in Northern Virginia and enjoyed living there for a period of time. Maryland is the state that we now seem to talk about the most. We've spent a lot of time canvassing your state the last year or so as a possible place to relocate at some point. From the terrific beaches you have to the mountainous regions, all that's available in and around the Chesapeake Bay. Maryland always feels very familiar and comfortable to us, but it does clearly have its own identity. So I'd love to hear what your connection is to Maryland and some of the things you love about the state.
Oh, great. Actually, had I known you all had been canvassing the state for the last 10 months, I would have asked you to join me. I've been serving as Secretary of Commerce since February of this year, and one of the big tasks that we've taken on is to visit all 23 counties in the state, from the Eastern Shore to the more urbanized areas around Baltimore and Washington, D.C., out west to Frederick and Hagerstown, and then even further west to Washington, Allegheny, and Garrett counties. And the opportunity just to visit all those counties is so insightful. And I've been in Maryland for nearly 50 years, but in the last 8-9 months since I've been touring those counties, I've learned more about Maryland than I had in my nearly 50 years as a resident. So it's just been very insightful. And you might have picked up some things that would have led you to move to Maryland.
Yes, well, I'm very pleased, Robert, that you are publicly announcing this on the air, because I would have moved to Maryland 10 years ago.
You've had me there a lot. No questions.
So, Secretary, I do want to thank you for your service in multiple ways to the country, particularly the fact that you are a graduate of the U.S. Naval Academy. You did serve. You have an interesting background. Annapolis, that is one of my favorite areas of the state. However, there's a lot to do, and I'm sure if you've been canvassing the state, there's a lot to do. You have 5 regions. There's so much to do in the mountains, outdoors. You've got state parks, all kinds of attractions. Talk about some of the impact that this has for the tourism to your state.
Yes, it is very, very much a diverse state. Folks typically, when they associate that word diversity with a location, they go to the demographics of the people. We are very diverse, yes, with demographics of our people, our geography, our industries, and our climate. Just a few days ago, earlier this week, I was out in Garrett County at one of our outstanding resorts, the Whiff Resort, and I woke up in a snowstorm on the mountaintop out in the Alleghenies, and that's different than where I was 2 months ago during one of our county visits. I was in on the beaches of Ocean City, Maryland, so that spans our great state from beaches to urban areas, to agriculture, and then where I woke up a couple of days ago in the mountains, where I could see from Maryland, West Virginia, and Pennsylvania. Just a great place with attractions for everyone.
Yeah, it is that diversity. Yeah. I mean, there's so much, no question about it. And I also am going to say, listen, Maryland has very good infrastructure. I mean, you know, you've got BWI, obviously the top airport in the country. I-95 runs through the state. Good Amtrak options. Vibrant boating community. Now, although people may want to be cautious going to the Eastern Shore during the summer months, going Route 13 there or 50 or 301, you got to plan for that. But, you know, we've got about a minute left right now, and we're spending a lot of time on the program regarding America's 250. We have been covering it, and we're going to cover it a lot in the new year ahead. Any major events that you want listeners to know about that they could put on their calendars?
Yes, and I just want to touch on the infrastructure. Thank you so much for mentioning that. And BWI Thurgood Marshall just celebrated their 75th anniversary earlier this year, which is great. And then I'll also add our great port of Baltimore, which is just marvelous. But with regards to 250th, Sail 250 is the highlight of that event. And one of the things that we're really looking forward to is not just given my Navy heritage with the Blue Angels coming in and the tall ships, but we're also going to have some of our allied nations join us in that celebration, either with sail ships and aircraft demonstrations. So it's going to be a marvelous celebration.
Well, we're looking forward to that for sure. We appreciate you giving us a little bit of your time again this morning. Wish you, your team, everybody there a Merry Christmas and look forward to America's 250. Have a nice day, okay?
Thank you, Robert and Mary. Appreciate the time.
Thank you, Secretary. Take care.
Take care. Have a good weekend.
You
Stay
too.
Warm.
Thank you. Bye.
All right.
All right. Well, there we are, Mary. By the way, folks, Maryland. Terrific state, folks. It doesn't always get the attention that it should, but, you know, our seventh state is how we're going to put a wrap
on it. And you like that Maryland crab.
Oh, I love Maryland. I'll go get
so
some
good.
Right now. The website, by the way, to plan your visit, visitmaryland.org, visitmaryland.org. When we return after this top of the hour break with hour two, the National Communal Forum is going to be how we start off. Chef Robert Irvine is also coming up. Plus, Mary and I are going to answer some of your Cruise With Us questions in the email segment. Keep those radios locked in, folks. Don't forget you can catch the show anytime or live at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.